Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we're in Simon Kuf Nun Ches Sif Vav, and that's page 94 on in the Mishnah Bura, and we're the Mechaber is in the middle of the Halachos of Netilas Yudayim, and also discussing in regards to the requirement of Netilas Yudayim by Dover Shetibulo B'mashta. So we're not going to repeat that. The details of that halacha, but the basic rule is that just like you need to wash your hands for bread, also something that will be dipped in water, because the water can cause the food item to contract tumma. If there was food, the hands had become tame, so the halacha is that one requires netilas yadayim. So here the Mechaber says quite a hava mina of quite a chumrah. He precludes a particular chumrah. The Mechaber writes in Sivvav, if you drink, then in such a case you don't need to wash your hands. So the Mishnah Berurah points that would be obvious, because if you're drinking with a cup, so why would you have a requirement to wash your hands? So the Mishnah Berurah suggests, though, that we could extend it in Sif Chav Zayin. He adds as follows: V'lachein, the first white line. Afim ira shenatal mashkin biyado. What happens if he's drinking from his hands? So it's well known that the Gra was of the opinion that Davar Shetibulo B'mashka also requires Netilas Yadayim Mikra Dedina today. But then would you extend it so far and say not only a vegetable, but even if you're drinking from your hands? And it could be the Mechaber is coming to preclude that, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Gam Kein Etzarch Netila to Lo Teknu Netila Shtia. They didn't institute Netila when it comes to drinking. So that's the low plug. That's the low plug entirely. However, the Shaar Tzion points out that it could very well be that that's not poshut. In Sifkat and Lam and Gimel, he says, V'hini me'atashka kosam, dim ochel dvash biyod of tzarech netila, mash melchoro de polag alza. You have a date. The date has moisture on it. What type of moisture? Honey. Honey is one of the Sheva Mashkim. So then in such a case, one would say that you need to do Netilas Yadayim, even though it wasn't Davar Shetibulo. But it's the same phenomenon. The moisture on the date could cause the date to be Mekabel the Tuma from the hands. So maybe one would say that one does need Netilas Yadayim. Says the Taz that it doesn't. So then, if that would be so, so then one could be choker as well in regards to the case of water, drinking water from one's hands. So then as well, one would say that maybe one needs to be machmer. So the point is that even though at first glance it seems to be a davar pashut, siv vav, according to Mishnah Berurah, what comes out is a chidush of a lo plug, that even though the taz is machmer by dvash, but when it comes to water, one could be makel. The Shaar Tzion himself concludes that there is room to be makel against the Taz, but there is such opinion of the Taz. Siv Zayin, Nutal Yadal Adar Shetibulei B'Mashke, V'Achakach Rotza Lechal Lechem. If a person is eating something that is a Adar Shetibulei B'Mashke, and he follows the Halacha, and he washes Netilas Yadayim, and now he wants to eat bread, so the Shaila now is, if he wasn't Mesiach Das, does the Netilas Yadayim for Davar Shetibulo B'Mashke work? So Yeshmi Shinir Midvar She'ein Osa Netila Olav Ein Tzarech Lomar Minatul Yadav Shlo Lachal V'Achakach Nimlach Lachal. So first, Mechaber concludes that if he didn't have in mind to continue eating, so then in such a case, then for sure he needs a new Netilas Yadayim. But there's some who say that even if he was a Mesiach Das, he still needs a new Netilas Yadayim. So what is the crux of this machlokas? Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Chavches, Chavtes, and Lamed Alf. Haynu ledas mikses haposim shezachar te lebal schav shesviru de ein chiv netila de tibula b'mashkam b'zman hazeh. V'lachein, en yotzeb netila zulachil espatel, o nata l'shem netila mechuyeves. So the opinion that the Mechaber Paskin is like is that since we learned that there isn't a chiyuv tibula mashkim anazeh, so then he's not going to be yotze metila zu lachilas pas, because that's not called a netila hamechuyeves. Not surprising that the Gra is not happy with this. The Gra is well known to say that the halachas of davar shetibul of mashka still applies today. In Sifkat in Lamed Dalid, he comments va'ayim ebir agra sheiksha. What are you talking about? Even the Mechaber himself was not as machmir as the Gra said that you have to be tovel without a bracha. So the Gra says, why l'chol apachos would it make the halacha that now when you're washing for the bread that you should do what? That you should wash without a bracha? Because there's definitely a side that's machmir that says you do need to be tovel on davar shetibul mashka. You do need to do netila for a davar shetibul mashka. It's just that you have safik brachas. You don't make a bracha. Gra might not be happy even to say it's safik brachas. No, you make a bracha. But maybe no. Fine. Safik brachas, the mechaber could say. So if that's so, so now you have safik brachas in the other direction as well. That you should have to do netilas yadayim. Fine. But at the end of the day, you shouldn't make an al netilas yadayim on the amotzi prior to the amotzi as well. Asks the Gra in Saf Katan Lamid Dalit. So what you need to say is that the Mechaber held the Mikra Dedina, we would just give honorable mention to those who say Davar Shetibul Mashka. But the Gra Lishitaso takes that Netilas Yadayim very seriously. It seems that the Mechaber, I hate to use this word, obviously to Talmid Chacham, you can understand what I mean, that he means the Mechaber doesn't take it as seriously, that requirement, and the Mele holds that that wasn't a real Netilas Yadayim. It wasn't Netilas Yadayim, as the Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkat, and at the end of Sifkat and Ches, to lo not al shem Netilah Mechuyeves, it says lo not al shem Netilah Mechuyeves, then you're going to need to make a bracha. The Chazon Ish also, and not a coincidence, to 100 years later in Vilna, 150 years later in Vilna, the Chazon Ish was also bothered by this. The Dirshu quotes, Maduena Natila Ololo, Hare Iker Chovas Natila Kedei Lutar Yodov, Shelo Yivsulu Esapas. The whole concept of why you did it for Davar Shetibula B'mashke the first time around is the same concept of doing it the second time around. So who cares if you did it B'toras Chumra or not? At the end of the day, it should work. So it's similar but different than the Gra's Kasha. The Gra's asking in the Bracha itself. The Chazon Ish is asking in the Shita. In the Shita itself, at the end of the day, it's an Atila that is halachically significant. If that will be so, that is how they question. How does the Ramah conclude? Hagavim lo siyach daito yito below bracha. So that the Gra would probably be happy with. If you're not misiyach daito, so then you should do without a bracha. Vimnoga ba'achilasa makom ha'metunefes begufo, yachzav yito yodav. This is important halacha, that if a person touches a makom ha'metunef, then in such a case, he has to be chozer and notel. And the Ramah adds that there the halacha is, then he needs to make a new bracha again. Says the Mechaber Sivches, Mishoye Bamidbar Oblim Kom Sakana Ve'en Lo Mayim, Potur Minatilas Yadayim. That if someone was in a Midbar or in place of Sakana, then he's Potur Minatilas Yadayim. So one needs to understand, what does it mean Mipnei Sakana? Why would we ever have a mean? That person should put his life in danger. I think the Klausenberger Rebbe, Zatzal, would put his life in danger in the concentration camps and the death camps for Netilas Yadayim, but that's not Mikra Dedina. It's only Midas Chasidus. That's not according to Halacha. Again, Midas Chasidus, put your life in danger, is also, that's a massive, massive sugya. Klausenberger Rebbe knew what he was doing. So, but leaving aside that, what's the Chiddush to Halacha, to the regular man, if we're not talking about a Midas Chasidus? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is quoting the Dirshu in 45, that it's telling us the following chiddush, that the makom sakana, they weren't gozer on netilas yadayim at all. In other words, that there is no, if it's a zman of sakana, whether at that particular moment you'll be in sakana or not is not critical. If the tkufa is a tkufa sakana, so then there is no a chiyuv of netilas yadayim. It will be a similar type of shaila. What happens if a person is outside of the shiur? Like that's the midbar. So then in such a case, there's no chiyuv at all of netilas yadayim. There are two ways to look at it. Is there a chiyuv, it's just that he's an ones, or is there no chiyuv at all? Siftes. Obviously, it's a chakira. It's a conceptual chakira. And that's the chidush, the nafkaminas we would have to leave for now. Siftes tzarach lizal ben tis sidaim shkolam azal ben tis sidaim chayv nidui uboli de anius v'nekar mina olam. A very interesting idea, al pi kabbalah, that somehow Nitilas Yidayim is connected to is connected to Shefa, and that's brought out in Sif Yud as well. Afal pi shishurim b'revius Yosef lital b'Shefa, even though the shir is a revius halug, that's a shir of betza v'chetzi. Then, but nevertheless, you should use a lot of water. Damar chizda anam mashayim lo chafni mai v'alumi lo chafni hivusa. Farshim point out that, of course, a person shouldn't do it with the kavana because he's looking for the bracha. It's because it's Ratzon Hashem. Too many people do things that Kadosh Baruch Hu promises good stuff for because they want the good stuff, not because they want to do it. They do it if it's the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, we'll conclude with the beautiful story. Yisrael Salanter was once at somebody's house, and the Baal Bayis noticed that he was mitzamtzem very much. He used a very minimal amount of water for Netilas Yudayim, so he was surprised. It's against this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So Yisrael Salanter, he asked Yisrael Salanter. Yisrael Salanter said, "No, you think that I was compromising Adina de Gemara of Rav Chizda? Said I was being makpid on many psukim in the Torah, and that is that there is an almana that works in the house, and she's the one who has to schlep the water. So that's something to keep in mind when it comes to Midas Chasidus of Netilas Yudayim. If at the end of the day it's going to come at compromise on Bein Adam L'Chavero, then of course it's Yatza Schara Bev Sedos. We're in Elul, and as always it helps to keep in mind Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in Chodesh Elul.